Hey, Chevra, we're mamish. We're basically about halfway through with Yemei Svira. Halfway through with these very, very chashuv days that hopefully each and every one of us is not just counting, but utilizing in a very special way. You know, there's the shita of the Arizal. I don't know if anyone in this room holds by, besides for myself, which I was noyik for many years after I understood it in the following way, that during all Yemei Svira, during all 49 days, we don't cut our hair, we don't shave, all 49 days. Most of the Olam is noyik either the first 33 days until Lag BaOmer, or Sfardim until Lamed Daled, to hold of Yemei Avelus, not just Yemei Svira, and not to get a haircut, not to shave. Or perhaps, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the other Iker Shita of these days, which is to start from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos, those days should be the Yemei Avelus. But to hold all 49 days not to get a haircut is very rare, but this is the sheet of the Arizal. And the way I understand that Arizal I've seen is not because all 49 days are Yemei Avelus. Already after Lag BaOmer, I'll listen to music. After Lag BaOmer, you can make a chasana. But specifically when it comes to cutting the hair, specifically when it comes to shaving, in these areas, seemingly the Arizal held you should never shave, but that's for another time. But in getting a haircut, in these areas, you shouldn't cut your hair the entire 49 days. Why not? Our hair, more than anything else in our body, it grows fastest. Lo aleinu, none of us should know from it, but we know that lo aleinu, when a person has that machla, is sick with cancer, and has to treat the cancer through chemotherapy. So the chemotherapy, we all know, one of the side effects of the chemotherapy is the loss of hair. That whenever one sees, unfortunately, a cancer patient, you see walking around very quickly, you know someone who has cancer when they lose their hair, lose the hair on their face, lose the hair on their face, on their heads. And the reason, the way I understand, is that the chemotherapy is basically a poison. And it's being enters into the body, and it's a poison that knows to destroy all the rapidly reproducing cells. Cancer cells rapidly reproduce. They reproduce very, very quickly. Along with the cancer cells, it is not able to differentiate between the other rapidly reproducing cells of the body, and that's the hair cells. And therefore, as a side effect, along with killing all the cancer cells, it also kills the hair cells, and you lose your hair. So you see, hair grows very, very quickly. So during these 49 days, these days that we are supposed to be growing, we're supposed to be working on ourselves, we're supposed to be becoming better people and preparing for Kabbalah Torah. So we leave our hair to grow. As the Chinuch says so beautifully, Achrei Pulosov Bo Machshavosov, when we do certain things and we act in certain ways, it's a reminder to what we should be thinking about during these days. So when I grow my hair, it's a reminder I should be growing as a person. It's a reminder I should be working myself. These are big Yemei Aliyah. Not just Yemei Svira, but Yemei Aliyah. As we're counting up. So they're days of growth, and each and every one of us should be growing, should be working on ourselves. Specifically during these days of the year. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult. This time of the year, it's starting to get nice outside, which is very beautiful, but often when it's starting to get nice outside and it's nicer weather and it's the end of the school year, it often naturally is a time when we're a little more lackadaisical, we're a little more chilled out, we don't like to put as much effort in, as much amelus in. But in the Yiddish calendar, it's pump now, it's specifically now that we're supposed to be putting the most effort in. And we should be growing, and you should be Yemei Aliyah, not just Yemei Svira. There's an amazing teaching of the Nesiva Shalom on these days, the Slonim and Rabbi. And the final Mishnah in Yuma, the final words of Mishnayos Yuma, end with words we all know. They're words we all know because it's a famous song. And the words of a Tana who's very much in our minds these days, the Tana Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is very prominent these days. As we all know, we're in the Avelus of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And obviously these are days of Avelus of Rabbi Akiva. We can't imagine the Avelus of Rabbi Akiva. We can't imagine what it is to lose 24,000 Talmidim during such a short period of time. So Nechama could be learning a little Torah of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva teaches us the famous words. Amri Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Praiseworthy is Bnei Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem mitarin. In front of who do you purify yourself? And mi mitar eschem. And who purifies you? Avichem shebishamayim. Your Father in heaven. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Vizarakti lechem ayim toirim, utahartem. I sprinkled upon you the purifying waters and I made you pure. The Omer, and additionally it says, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. The mikvah of Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is our mikvah. Ma mikvah mitaras tameim, just like a mikvah purifies those who are tamei, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaras Yisrael. So to Hashem purifies Bnei Yisrael. Every one of us knows those words, right? I'm Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Akiva. We all know the song, we all know the words. But we have to understand the statements. Because on the surface it's a little bit strange. And let's start at the very beginning. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael. And then he gets very poetic. Very strange in a Mishnah. Lifnei mi atem mitaren, and mi mitar eschem. Basically saying the same thing twice. Lifnei mi atem mitaren. In front of who are you purified? And mi mitar eschem, who purifies you? Isn't that just saying the same thing twice? Isn't that very redundant? Very repetitive? Lifnei mi atem mitaren and mi mitar eschem? Why be written like that? We don't usually have Mishnayos that are written poetically. Yes, when we're writing a song, we write it like this, and maybe that's why it was naturally the Baal Menagin, whoever wrote the Nigin for such, chose these words. It's naturally screaming out to be sung. The deepest depth of Torah and Rabbi Akiva, maybe on some level is even said to be able to be a song and to give us that chizik. Maybe that's on some level, but I don't think on the Pashat level that it was written in such a way like that. But maybe we have to understand Shivim Palam Torah. And the chokhmah of the Tanoim is a chokhmah that we can't even understand what it was. And maybe yes, maybe on some level, along with the messages Rabbi Akiva was trying to teach us, along with the depth on the surface, there was a deeper depth. Rabbi Akiva felt, hopefully one day this will be a song. And he wrote it in such a way that we should all be singing it and we all get chizik from these amazing words. Maybe. Maybe on a deeper level. But how can we understand lifnei mi atem mitar mi mitar estam avichem shemayim? How can we understand the repetitive nature of the words of Rabbi Akiva? So Slonim Rabbi, the Siva Shalom, he says the most beautiful idea. Obviously, b'derech drush. The Slonim Rabbi, it's on his pieces on Lag Boimer. I think the piece is entitled, I saw it years ago, I didn't look it up this year, but Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael, I believe if I'm not mistaken. But it's in that, you know, in the Nesiva Shalom Aleph and Beis, I always forget which one's which. One of them is Midos and Machshava Satoira, and one of them is Yom Tovim. Beis is Yom Tovim. So Beis, it's in the Beis over there if you want to look it up. So he says as follows, Me, the word Me, is Gematria, very simple one, 50. Gematria 50. So what's lifnei mi? What's before 50? Chaver, what's before 50? 49. So the lifnei mi these 49 days. These 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. These 49 days of growth. These 49 days of preparation for Kabbalah Torah are the Lifnei Mi. Right? The Mi, the 50th itself, is Shavuos. Mi is the 50th. That's Shavuos. We don't count the 50th. The last day we count is the 49th. And then after the 49, after Shavuos, Shabbos, and Tumimas, then what? Shavuos. So let's now understand, based on that Hachana, let's just read the Gemara. Lifnei Mi. Atemitarin. The days before me, the days before Shavuos, the 49 days, Atemitarin, Rabbi Kiva says. You have to purify yourselves. You have to put in Avodah. Adam Lamal Yulod. We have to put in Amelus. We have to be working ourselves. We have to be growing. These should be the most intense days in our Avodah Shem, the most intense days in our learning. Each and every one of us working and growing and not Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, be satiated with who we are. And Chas V'Shalom, just be chilled and relaxed. Lifnei Mi Atem Etaren. Now, as much Avodah as we put in, there's so much more to be, and there's so much more to become, and there's so much more to yearn for, right? And we could ask just on Bnei Yisrael themselves. Bnei Yisrael, Lifnei Mi, for 49 days after left Mitzrayim, the Lifnei Mi Atem Etaren, they were working on themselves, they were growing, because they left Mitzrayim the 49th level of Tumah. 48, 47, 46. So what happened when they reached Har Sinai? What did they get to? They got to, after 49 days, zero. Shkoyach, they're at zero. This is great. So good. They got rid of Sur Meira. They got rid of all the bed. But there's nothing so chashuv about being zero. Very powerful, right? When Bnei Yisrael put in the effort, Lifnei Mi Atem Etaren, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you took yourself so far in the Sur Meira, I'm going to burst you up to the highest of levels of Kedusha. And then, Umi, when you get to the 50th, Mitar Eschem Avichem Mishu B'Shamayim. Once you put in the Amelus and the Avodah, when you get to the 50th, they get to Shavuos, Mitar Eschem Avichem Mishu B'Shamayim. Because Baruch Hu will take us to levels that we can't even imagine. Ayin the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph, Perek Vav Zayin over there. And he talks about what happened by Kabbalah Torah, Pasku Zumason. We were Adam Rishon Kodem Lechait. We were the highest of levels. Read through the Gemaras and Shabbos, Beches, and the Shnei Ksorim, and the crowns that were given to us by Kabbalah HaTorah. Mi, Mitar Eschem Avichem Shishmayim. Then Hashem takes us to the highest of levels, but first we have to put in the Melus. First we have to put in the hard work, we have to put in the effort, we have to be growing, we have to be working on ourselves. I know sometimes it's hard at the end of the year. I'll tell you, Lemaisa, I was dealing just recently, and I don't have a good teretz, because I understand it. You know, Baruch Hashem, I have this chus every single year, for many, many years already, to be teaching and shir seniors, and dealing with the seniors, mainly juniors as well, but very much the chevra knows, seniors, having seniors over. And this time of the year, for seniors, for 12 graders, it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard to care at all. To care at all, to put in work in our classes, for tests. Lemaisa, let's be real. We all know the grades mean nothing. Zero. They're all in colleges already. They're all in yeshivas already. They're all... Now, obviously, you have to be a mensch. You're a balmidos. You're a caring person. That goes through and through. But Lemaisa, to put in effort, to put in hard work. And when you don't put in effort in some of your day, it's hard to put an effort in all your day, and you become what has been coined senioritis, or whatever you want to call it, but ultimately, it's very hard to be productive in putting a lot of effort at that point in one life. And I'm going through the same. I'm seeing in my son, in a similar vein, is in 8th grade. So 8th grade and 12th grade are very similar in that way. Obviously, he's already in the high school that Baruch Hashem is going to be going to next year, and at this point, he knows, and I know, and we all know, his grades don't mean anything. And suddenly, you know, we start getting the notices from the yeshiva that he got this grade on this class, and he's late to this many classes, and Lemaisa, you know, you talk to him, but you can't. It's very hard to give too much chizik because, you know, I'm a very understanding individual. I totally get it, and I kind of agree with him. You know, what I'm really gonna sit him and put in, go work so hard in the chesed, this social studies test that let's be real means nothing. Now, if you're someone who enjoys social studies and wants to learn about it, great. But if you don't really care about it, it's all about the grade. It's all about... It is what it is. And in Lemaisa, at this point in one's life, it's very hard to give the proper chizik, right? It's very hard to give the proper chizik in towards the end of 8th grade, towards the end of 12th grade. That being said, we sitting in this room, when it comes to areas that are important, we understand there's not a time in our life we shouldn't be growing, shouldn't be working on ourselves. The idea of growing, that 8th grader is very hard to understand. 8th grader is a little bit immature. A 12th grader already should understand that. So maybe certain subjects that you don't necessarily care about, maybe not to put in. And by the way, not to say I don't think Lumadichol is important. Lumadichol is very important, but that being said, if you, on a personal level, don't care about it at this point, obviously, why would you put in the effort, right? But we all understand that at every moment of our life, we have to be growing individuals. We have to be working on ourselves. We have to be pushing ourselves. And specifically during Yimei Svira, during these Yimei Aliyah, these are tremendous days of growth. Tremendous days of Lufnei Mi Atem Mitar, and then Umi Mitar is Chama Vicha Mishavayim. You could say as well, that's Pshat in the two Psukim that are quoted. Pshat in the two Psukim that are quoted. There are two Psukim that are quoted here. There's a Pazuk of Vizarakti Lechem Mayim Toyarim, and the Pazuk of Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Why do we keep a feel need to quote both Psukim? If you remember, a while ago we once spoke about this, but I want to give a different teretz. I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, Siv Shalom says what I'm about to say as well. I believe he says it as well. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, Zerach Lecham Yom Torah, are two very different methods of becoming pure. A mikvah, we all know what a mikvah is, right? Everyone here knows what a mikvah is. I'm sure we've all been at mikvahs. You jump in a mikvah. Zerach Lecham Yom Torah is referring to what? The Tahara process by the Parah Aduma. What happened by the Parah Aduma? You learn about it, Parshas Chukas, Parshas Parah we had. Where a Kohen had to go, and someone's Tamei Mace, and the Kohen, they burned the Paraduma, and they took the ashes from the Paraduma, and they mixed it with water, and they had to sprinkle it upon you. Right? So if you look in the Rambam, in the Hilchos Paraduma, the halacha is that the water of the Paraduma, the water of Paraduma was sprinkled, as we just said, by the Kohen. It's Beferish in the Pesukim. As opposed to the mikvah, when you go to a mikvah, who does the whole action of the mikvah? Only you. Nobody else is involved in that process, right? So maybe we could suggest as follows, and I believe that Tzivah Shalom says this. Lifnei mi'atem mitaren. The days before Shavuos, the 49 days of years over, these days of growth, these days of Yimei Aliyah, is comparable to the mikvah. How so? By the mikvah, I have to throw myself in the mikvah. I have to do the ma'isa. I have to put in the melech. I have to put in effort. No one's coming and throwing me in. I jump into the mikvah. I have to put in action. I have to put in my avodah. And once I put in all that melus and I put in all my hard work and I work on myself and I'm growing for these 49 days, so the 50th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring me the heights I never knew existed within me. And that's v'zarak d'lechamem toirim, which is a passive act of tahara. I just stand there and I'm sprinkled upon tahara. I'll reach levels and madregos I didn't even know existed within myself. As we say, the Gemara, that's maybe how we understand the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara that tells us, Yagati or Matsasi Tamin. Yagati is I put in a lot of effort, I put in a lot of hard work. Matsasi is a Lashon Metzia. Matsasi is a Lashon Metzia. What's a Metzia? I find something. It should be Yagati Vikiyamti, Yagati Vitzlachti. I put in hard work and I succeeded. I put in hard work and I reached a level. Matsasi, Metzia is something you just happen to find. It doesn't sound like based on your hard work. If you put in tremendous amelus during Yimei Svira, you put in during amelus lifnei mi atem mitaren, these days before me, the 49 days, umi mitareschem evil chashvayim, will reach levels of a metzia, not just all the hard work, it's not just through the amelus you're going to reach a level based on that amelus, it's going to be exponentially greater than we could have ever imagined. So Be'ezras Hashem Yitzbarach, we're about halfway through Yimei Svira, to make sure that we're not just counting, but we're growing. We're working on ourselves, we're working on our Avoid Hashem, we're working on the males b'Torah, and that's chutz of lifnei mi'ata mitar, and then a Kosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to you make Kabbalah Torah, umi mitar eschem avich shmayim, to reach levels and heights and godless and Torah and Avoid Hashem that we didn't even know existed within us, with the Heilige Kabbalah Torah, ba'aleinu l'tayva.